Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Pataskala Mayor Mike Compton. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day, high near 96. Heat advisory is in effect until 8 o'clock on Wednesday. Now, the funny thing is, Mayor, I know talking to you, you have an outside job where you're working outside. Just how bad is it out there for folks if they're like, yeah, maybe it's not as bad as you think. It's pretty hot.
Well, after living in Florida, I tell people, hey, this is nothing, but don't ever move to Florida if you think this is bad. So, but yeah, I've been doing landscaping for almost 40 years, and this weather, you know, it's just part of the game. And yeah. And as I get older, obviously, I take more breaks, drink lots of water, work at night. You know,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, or at least, well, now that we have like 15 hours of daylight, I can go out at 7 o'clock and still get 2 or 3 hours of work done. So, yeah. You know, it's just all about pacing yourself. And,
right.
And, but, you know, 90s in Ohio doesn't happen that often, but,
when it does.
When it does, yeah. It
gets
crazy.
A little sticky. All yes. Right. We're running a question on our sister station, Cool 101.7, a neck fan. Would you wear a neck fan?
No.
Now, here's from a guy that's outside.
Why not?
I do like those things that that you can put in water and then wrap around your neck. Mm-hmm. But I don't need any more noise and buzzing and stuff. I'm already got mowers and weed eaters and... So, you know, a cold, wet towel or those chamois-type things that you put around your neck.
Yep, you snap them and they cool right off.
Yeah. So that's...
See, I'm not the fan guy. And then one final one for you.
Yes.
Watermelon juice. Do you drink the watermelon juice that's left in the pan when you're done, the cup holder or not?
No, Dave, I do not.
See?
I don't understand why. It tastes the same. It's just squeezings from the fruit that you enjoy. Why wouldn't you drink it?
I have, and it just kind of like it's like diluted.
Yeah,
I need solid, you know, big watermelon taste.
And there you go.
And I don't know, it looks kind of funky too. It's like, do we really know what's in there?
You better hope it's with the watermelon. You're eating the watermelon, Mayor. You never thought in your life you'd be asked that question, did you?
You know, it's funny. When I eat something, I don't want hard stuff in my soft stuff, like sprinkles on ice cream. Can't handle that. It's same with watermelon.
If I take a
chunk of watermelon and there's seeds in there, it's like, oh man, it just screws the whole thing
you
up.
You don't like seeds in your watermelon?
No.
You never spit those as kids?
Oh yeah, I spit
them.
But,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I like to take a nice chunk of nice cold watermelon. And same way with lemonade shake, I'll go down to the farmer's market and start sucking down this lemonade shake that Liberty Kettle Corn mm-hmm. makes. They're awesome. And you know, the first and double sugar. So I take a big old slug, and of course, you know, 5 seeds come up the straw into my throat. And it's like, I don't like hard stuff and my soft stuff. So it's just me.
I like how you said the double sugar, though.
Double sugar.
Double sugar, baby.
Hey, how's that going? The farmer's market? Oh. I remember when that started, Mayor,
yes.
And maybe a couple.
Yep.
And now my wife is like, Dave, we got to get over there. We got to get up. She'll drive by it on her way home from work sometimes. Sometimes yep. She won't even go near it because it's so crowded and you got traffic. I mean, that thing has really been popular.
You know, when that first started, it was in the parking lot over at the Napa.
Yep.
And we had maybe 4 or 5 people. And if they showed up, sometimes the vendor's like, yeah, it looks like rain. So nobody would show up. So Susan Conley, who works for Hoover Financial, great gal. Her and her daughters have kind of like taken over the whole thing. And there's music almost every weekend. We had 4-H band last week, I think. She doubles up on the food vendors. So if somebody says, hey, you know, I can't make it today, there's still food vendors. It's a huge hit. It's packed. We just ran out of strawberries, so now we're waiting for sweet corn to come on. But, you know, it's, you know, most of these farmers markets, when you think about them, are kind of produce oriented, but sometimes there's not produce for a while.
Yeah.
Right. So we, like I said, we ran out of strawberries. We're waiting on sweet corn, but there's plenty of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Crafts and candles and lots of sourdough bread
mm-hmm.
has mm-hmm. suddenly, you know, it's like gold. So, you know, there's a couple bakeries there and cheese and deli meats and it's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. So, yeah, kudos and for our little downtown farmers market. It's going great.
Well, and it's what's nice is that's kind of that hometown feel, which I know you are big on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be able to walk to it. I mean, there's folks that can walk to it. I mean, literally, if I wanted to, I could walk to it.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's just to be able to do that in small town America. I just, people love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we have two city parking lots right next door, and it's what's amazing is the train's been coming through right at 4 o'clock every Friday afternoon, and he's, you know, he's blasting the horn, and it's like, okay, farmers market. It's because we, nobody can sell or do anything until 4:01, you know, to make it fair to everybody. So the train comes through, and it's like, okay, nice. Farmers market
game's
starts.
On.
So, yeah.
No problem with that whatsoever.
Little rural town America, man. We love it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that and things you love, this coming Saturday is going to be the big to-do out at Foundation Park, not far from where I live, right up the street. This has also grown. I mean, I remember the first time you came out here, and you're like, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, but the fireworks are going to be the big show, and it was.
Right.
But now you've got all-day event, and it just has grown, too.
It has, and, yeah, I think it was, in fact, I just lost a buddy of mine, Smitty, that worked at the cargo storage places, helped build that. We had grown our relationship when he started building that. I was on council and was like, you know, hey, we struck up a relationship, and then Cargo started donating money. They were one of the first ones that gave us fireworks money, but Smitty just passed away. But there's a picture in my office of him and I are shaking hands on the first 2014
mm-hmm.
was our first fireworks. We'd never had fireworks on the 4th. They used to have them around Christmas time when the Pataskala budget could afford fireworks, because nobody buys fireworks in the winter, right? So
end of the year, we had any money left?
Yeah, yeah. So they'd have a little Christmas blast of fireworks down at Municipal Park where mm-hmm. the pool is. But we had this 80-acre park that we lease from, what's the foundation?
Evans
Foundation. It's so beautiful, and the fire department works with me. We have our safety zone. We've got food trucks. We got three bands this year. Impact City Church. A lot of the churches come out. The bounce houses mm-hmm. and Illuminate now has their company picnic that weekend. Mm. So that they put up a huge tent, bring food trucks, and their employees can come and go, you know, as their shifts rotate and come out and enjoy the day. So, and then the Street Elite Corvette Club has totally taken over the car show. We're doing a live remote.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing commercials, which is, you know, that's how it, like you said, it has grown tremendously. It's now cemented into the community, and people look forward to it. The worst part is, you know, that we have to have it on. It's not the worst part, but Saturday, and we always have it on Saturday so that we can have a rain date on Sunday and try to make sure we get it done before, because people, you know, once the 4th is over, people kind of like mm-hmm. just go their own way, right? They got other things to do. So I'm doing on a Saturday before the 4th, right? So there's several years where it falls on like this year, and last year was like the 27th or the 28th of June. So I always get that question. Fireworks on June 28th? I probably shouldn't put that little twang in there, but that happens. And it's like, yeah, just hang on, because, you know, every 5 or 6 years, then like next year, it'll actually fall on the 4th of July. So just got to hang on. Mm-hmm. So
I really don't care, you know, for when you shoot, when you're close to the 4th like that, right? Because I mean, this gives, you know, if folks can't, if they're out of town, hey, we were able to go to fireworks. I mean, Granville does it. Mm-hmm. Heath does it. Yep. I mean, so Hanover, many different places.
All these places, you know, you got to squeeze them in. And of course you got Red, White and Boom.
Yep.
You got to work around, and people go to Granny's house and or plan their whole vacation around July 4th. So, you know, it's just something that's just how it falls, and that's how it's been. And, you know, somebody remarked this morning on the internet, we always do them on the 3rd. There's that twang again.
But you've lived out there how long?
Yeah. But
it's amazing you can pick that up through the internet, too.
Oh, yeah.
He can tell.
You just, all you have to do is read and look at the spelling, and you'll know it's. But anyway, you know, and it's like, no, sir, we've, you know, I don't think it's ever. Well,
I think one time it did.
Might on the 3rd, but
yeah, one time.
But again, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah.
Good
so
stuff.
One before we take a break, when does it all get underway on Saturday?
Well, I would say 9, 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You guys are coming in
we'll
to do
be there
the,
at 10.
To your remote, and then the car show guys will start rolling in, and the first band, of course, we'll have music until the first band at noon, and then it's just from
take
then till
there.
Till 10 o'clock at night.
Now he's a vet guy.
I've been there.
Yeah,
the vets are unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable.
Plus, that's, you know, and the club brings their own cars, right? So there's already a Corvette car show before you even start the other car show. So
it's just so much fun. I tell people, get out there and enjoy it. Walk around. We'll get into more of what's going to be taking place this Saturday for the July 4th holiday extravaganza out in Pataskala. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Hello and welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Pataskala Mayor Mike Compton talking about the big 4th of July. Well, we'll call it the Saturday, June 28th, so that way you don't get yelled at, Mayor. The big event coming up this Saturday at Foundation Park. Sunny today, high near 96. Heat advisory remains in effect until, I think, what was it, 8 o'clock Wednesday night?
I think so.
8 o'clock Wednesday night. So just do your best to stay cool. Real quick, a reminder that the Cooling Center in Newark at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church will be opening in about 15 minutes, and they'll be open today till 6:30. And then tomorrow and Wednesday as well. So if you know someone, even maybe yourself, and you need to beat this heat, that's a good way to do it. Trinity Lutheran over at 592 West Main Street in Newark. All right, Mayor, maybe kind of let everybody know what's going to be taking place this Saturday, who's going to be out there. I can't wait for the one band, the Hip Replacements. I love that name, Hip Replacements. But they're going to be there, but they're not the first ones on. Talk a little bit about what's going to take place.
Well, you guys are going to roll in with your live remote, and that'll take us up to car show registration. And the first band, I think, is Roxy Janes. They're out of Buckeye Lake, and they're fantastic. Mm-hmm. I've known Gayla for a long time. She used to play on cruise ships.
Oh, really?
So, you know, I might have seen her on Love Boat or something, you know? But she can.
You're not going to sing the Love Boat, are you, Mayor?
No.
No, okay.
Maybe afterwards. But
Captain Steubing, he ain't.
Well, the hip replacements will probably play that for sure. But I'm anxious to see how these guys play. But Gayla and the Roxy Janes, and of course, you know, one of the girls in there too plays with McGuffey Lane.
Okay.
Molly Pawkin, we know her real well too. So yeah, girls band, fantastic, big hit. Hip Replacements on at 3:30, and then Perfect Timing Band, which has been my standby band forever. Mm-hmm. They'll be there from 7 to 10 p.m. So, and of course, all the rest of the stuff, you know, we'll have plenty of food Impact City Church is obviously going to do their bounce houses for the kids, but Illuminate is using that as a company picnic day, and they're going to bring some stuff out for kids too. So, and face painting and of course my farmers market vendors. I always tell my farmers market vendors that they can come out and set up for free. So we'll get some local vendors and the chamber. Everybody that chips in from the chamber and gives me money for fireworks, I tell them, hey, come out and set up a booth. Looking Memorial Hospital, you know, all these places that give me money. I say, you know, you want to promote your business? Come on out and spend, you know, 1 hour or 6 hours or 10 hours, stay for the fireworks, whatever you want to do. So it's kind of an open community event. So, and it's rolling pretty good.
And you have food vendors that'll be there every year. It seems like you have a few different ones that are there.
Yeah. My old standby is Witz, Summit Station Lions Club, Grilled Cheese Gangsters usually brings about two trucks. Liberty Christian kettle corn and lemonade shakes.
With double the sugar?
Ask double for the sugar, double baby. Sugar, yeah. baby.
Please, yeah. no seeds.
And let's see, who else? Oh, and Kona shaved ice.
Okay.
So, and we had a meeting with the fire department 2 weeks ago, and they're going to bring the misters.
Yeah.
You know, so, and they set up trauma centers. There's two or three trauma centers just so if, you know, you get a lost kid or somebody gets a little too hot or...
Or the mayor gets something hard in his soft or soft in his hard.
That's right. That's right. If I start choking on a lemonade, a lemon seed, man, they're going to have to be there like
pronto. We have a 911 call right at the lemon stand. That's just the mayor.
Yeah.
You may not get anybody to come help you.
So, I think the first year somebody said we had close to 10,000 people because, you know, you have to count the people outside. People are already asking, like, you know, where can we watch the fireworks outside of the park? Well, there's tons of places to, you know, mm-hmm. if you just want to pull up and park. But because once the park gets full, obviously we have to close the gates, which doesn't stop people. They park and they walk in.
You ain't got to tell me. I live right up the street.
Yeah, they park in your yard and then they walk over
folks enjoy. Where they're like, can we park here? I'm like, yeah, because we're not going anywhere.
Right.
So we're like, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. We care. My boys, when they were in high school, their friends were like, hey, can we park it? Because they knew where we live. I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
And the street department works with the police department. And, you know, we have, we make sure that people can't only park on one side of the road.
So the first year, you could park on both sides. And and I remember, if I'm not mistaken, I believe there was an emergency mm-hmm. and either a fire truck or an EMT had to get out of there. Right. And it was a mess.
Yep. So we've tweaked it over the years and we keep going farther. Like Macintosh, we have to do that on mm-hmm. Macintosh because people, you know, they like to come at 5 minutes till the fireworks start and just park somewhere and watch them.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I never get out of the park, so people tell me later that, you know, yeah, there was 10,000 people outside of the park watching. Well, that's great. That's fantastic. But we also have 10,000 people inside the park.
But that's what you want.
Watch them. Yes.
I mean, you want folks to come out and enjoy mm-hmm. this. And that's one of the beauties of living there. Granville, with what they do on their 4th of July, that's the beauty of living in these smaller towns. You can do this. And not the Pataska. What's the population now? Over 18,000?
About 20,000.
Yeah. It's something that people enjoy.
And so half of the town is in the park and the other half is outside the park.
Right.
Pretty much.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then you get your fireworks gurus that go to every one that they can possibly go to. Because they'll grade me. They'll say, well, that was no red, white, and boom. And I go, hey, you're right.
You got $100,000 you can let me have. I'll make you a red, white, and boom.
I'm sure it was more than $100,000 too. Yeah, so. And then people say, like, well, you shoot one fireworks off at a time. Or, you know. Yeah, that's the way we do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's again, it's not red, white, and boom with 20,000 fireworks going off at the same time.
Please everybody, Mayor.
No, we can't please everybody.
But I can guarantee you from being down there, you're pleasing a lot of people.
Oh,
I mean, it's the community, and you talked about the different folks who step up and help pay for this. I mean, the community has mm-hmm. rallied around this, correct?
Yes, yes. Yep, and it's nice. You know, we don't, obviously, like you said, I'm not going to make everybody happy, but, you know, as we're letting the 10,000 cars out, you know, people are rolling down their windows saying, hey, great show, thank you. Sorry I ran over your foot, that kind of stuff. But
would you like a lemonade shake?
Yeah.
Seedless lemonade
shake. I saved all the seeds for you. They're right at the bottom.
There you go.
All right. Just real quick, anything new happening in the city? Folks out in Pataska
You know, obviously it's orange barrel season, and we've got a lot going on there with Summit and Broad, and we've got some that Scooter's Coffee Shop's getting built, and... Yeah, there's a lot happening. So
and explain this to folks, because you said you were going, why would the city build? It's not your property. A lot of folks got to remember that, correct?
Right. Yeah. People think that, you know, why would the city let this person do this, or why do we need another coffee shop? And it's like, well, these people own this property. It's their right to, you know, to either, you know, build a building or start a coffee shop or buy a franchise or whatever. And it's the American dream, right? I mean, I've got my own business. So, and there's probably 25 or 30 landscape businesses in Pataskala, but I enjoy what I do. There's plenty of work. So, and I said this before, living on a state route, right? Two state routes, 16 and 310. Another coffee shop, it's going to be fine. they'll be fine.
Yeah.
And they don't just sell coffee. So, you know, we've got our downtown coffee shops. We've got your Starbucks inside Kroger's. You got, you know, everybody's got their own flavor for stuff, you know.
So, you find it more businesses want to come out there, Mayor? Is it kind of a balancing act for you and for the city officials to say, okay, yeah, we want you here, but hey, and you said we want to keep that agricultural feel.
Well, and of course, again, with 16 and 310, you know, that is going to be commercial, and people tend to want to be closer to those areas. So it doesn't really touch our ag areas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'd love to see, you know, like I said, we can't force people to come here, but, you know, we put feelers out. I'd love to have another grocery store, and I'd love to have, you know, some restaurants, some nice sit-down restaurants, more than what we already have, because, you know, that's another thing I get on the internet. People say, we don't have any place to sit down and eat. Well, I'll start rattling off, you know, the Elliott's and the Ziggy's and the, you know, all these places that you can, you know, Nutcracker, you can sit down and eat. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have fast food. Every community's got a mixture of everything, and we're still catching up. You know, we've only been in a city since 96. So when you think about that, we're still in our infancy. We do have property that, you know, people are looking at along Broad Street and 310. So the more the merrier. So you know, if Bob Evans comes, that'd be great. If, you know, people want Roosters and those kind of things. So they're there. Come on in.
Yeah.
So
open for business.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, again, I know you've talked about that feel of staying agricultural. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a farming community,
sure.
Right to farm.
Yep.
So, I mean, I know that you've kind of kept that, want to keep that, but you also understand that, you know, if this city's going to grow, you're going to have to do things like this. There's housing being built.
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing how much is growing. I mean, since you've been mayor, I mean, look at the changes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's... Yep. Did you think when you took over as mayor that, hey, wait a minute, this may have been more of a headache than I thought it was going to be?
But, you know, the dream was, obviously, to try to control a little bit. So, you know, and keep it rural, but still have amenities that people want. So, you know, that was kind of the plan all along to, you know, strengthen the police station or police department and grow as the community grows and bring stuff in So I think we're on track. I'm pretty happy with what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So
well, if I only get the Donies to move out of there, it would be a much better city, wouldn't it? All right, real quick, Saturday, give the time and everything that the folks, if they want to come out.
I think you're due for mayor's court this Thursday, right? several violations.
My wife don't drive that bad.
Too much noise and drinking going on
at
in the basement.
House?
In the basement.
At 4 a.m.
Yeah.
In my house? Your invitation just got lost in the mail, I can tell you that.
All right, yeah, light up the night in Pataskala. Saturday the 28th, of course, a rain date. Sunday the 29th. And, you know, it's all-day event. Just come and I will say be patient when you're leaving. I guess that's the biggest pet peeve of mine when people want to leave because, again, they say, hey, this isn't like Red, White, and Boom, so I'm just going to leave. Well, the other 9,000 people that are there watching the fireworks would appreciate it if you didn't turn your headlights on and try to leave when mm-hmm. the show starts. Mm-hmm. It's only a half hour, 45-minute show. So if you've been there that long, you know, stick around.
Yeah. So, if you're down there, you wanted to be there for a reason.
So that's
just,
right.
And the other thing I will say, just be careful driving through the neighborhoods. I mean, there's
right.
You get the kids sometimes. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to mom and dad, and they'll go dart, and just keep that in mind, especially as you're coming in on John Reese coming into the park and McIntosh, but especially in John Reese, because we see it all the time.
Yep.
The kids are darting.
And the fire department's agreed to, you know, keep a watchful eye, and I'll probably have 9 or 10 of my officers patrolling, and obviously at the when we release the cars and stuff, they're at all the major intersections. It's never taken us more than a half hour to get every car out of that park.
Yeah,
so I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah,
that's
again,
impressive.
So yep.
Nothing wrong. Go enjoy it. Again, that's this Saturday at Foundation Park, which is right off. You usually have big signs up too, don't you? Street signs telling folks.
I don't advertise.
You're not doing that one.
The electronic board signs will be up.
Those are the ones I'm.
Yeah, but they'll be more to tell you where to park,
right.
and stuff, but we don't really flash that we're having.
No,
that we really don't need to advertise because, well, we advertise on this station.
You're doing it right now.
But. you know, again, there's so many other fireworks going on and red, white, and booms and stuff like that. So,
but again, come out all day. The Corvettes will be out there, food, entertainment. So it's not like, you know, it's just an evening thing. It's an all-day event.
Well, you know, and this all goes back to also like the car show. All those proceeds go to Shop with a Cop. So kids will get to, you know, shop at Christmas time that don't have that, you know, kind of money to buy the gifts, the underprivileged type kids in town. So and of course Summit Station Lions and all these other places, all these service groups are making money for their charities. So it's a
come out and support them.
Big ball of wax.
I always get something from the Lions Club just for that. Like, you know what? And there's nothing wrong with the other places. Don't get me wrong. But for the Lions Club, because you kind of know where that money's going and what it's going to help. So
all that and the hip replacements. Don't get no better.
And all those folks that do come and set up with food, you know, obviously give me, you know, a percentage of their profits to go back into the fireworks. So
it's a great thing, and the community has rallied around it.
Yeah, because I'm not going to Cancun anytime soon on fireworks money. So
be a little hot down there too, Mayor. You might want to get that next fan.
Yeah,
might want to get that. Well, again, always appreciate you coming in. And the rain date is Sunday. When do you have to make that call?
Well, you know what? I never have. One year we had EMA out there, and because they were doing like kind of like it's a good drill for anybody,
sure,
right? So EMA is out there with their big antennas, and we had a storm coming in that was, I guess it was like raining in Aetna, but it wasn't raining where we were, so they just kind of kept an eye on this, and so we've never had to cancel, so like last year, you know, I canceled the power show because of the hurricane. We knew a hurricane was coming and it was just going to rain all day. So that was an easy one to call. Mm-hmm. This one, you know, with a 30 or 40% chance of maybe a pop-up, we're going for the show. And obviously if we get lightning and stuff. And of course, drones. Anybody flies a drone, they'll shut the show down. So that's the fire department wanted me to really stress that, you know, if they see a drone, they'll stop the show.
Really?
So, and of course, you know, 9,000 people in the park aren't going to know why we shut down the show. So they're going to want to leave and they'll be peeved. And you know, it's like, okay, so.
So you're not going to be out there with a shotgun if you see a drone and just take it down, huh?
That's why I have a police department.
On behalf of every other citizen out there, thank God. Again, Mayor, we really appreciate you coming in. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.